evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Vijay Thomas. Achen is presently serving as the Assistant Vicar of St. Gregorios Basilios Orthodox Church in central New Jersey. Achen has previously been with us here on Slutho and has delivered the devotional message in the past, and we are excited to have Achen back with us, and we invite Achen to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barkmore, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts and the endowments of your Holy Spirit, and grant us that, with joy, we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Today's lesson comes from St. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. St. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, Do not trouble me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. One of the reflections that I wanted to focus on tonight goes back to prayer, and I actually wanted to call on writings of the Northeast Metropolitan Zacharias Mornaquillos had Nicholas Simony had written a wonderful kalpana for the Feast of the Resurrection. On Easter morning, it was read, and there was a very nice 2 sentences that I found in the kalpana that stuck with me, and I want to read them to you now. He said, it is far too often Orthodox Christians embark on the journey of Great Lent and continue on that journey with much piety and prayerfulness, but forget about it at once reaching the empty tomb. Therefore, it is our prayer that each of us will be strengthened by the feast and not weakened by spiritual laziness. And all too often, I'm guilty of this as well, that for 40, 50 days of the Great Lent, we spend so much time in prayer and fasting, and we build ourselves up so much spiritually that on Easter morning, we have this utter joy, and it is a wonderful week of Holy Week and going through everything, and we are lifted up with Christ in all of this. And then comes the day after Easter, and a spiritual laziness comes over us, and we begin to think that it is a time of feasting. So we feast, and we don't fast, but we lose sight of prayer. Even though this is not a fasting time, we are not supposed to stop praying, but we are to continue praying. And so, the fact is that many of us, we don't keep up with our prayers, especially in this after Lent time. And that's why I'm very pleased and very very glad to find that today, at just maybe a couple minutes ago, the NGO System of America released the new album called Praying with the Shema. And this new musical track with Prayer Book is a great endeavor. And it's very important, and it has a far-reaching ability to help many of us. And so that is, and I want to talk about the impact of this prayer and this and the Shema in general. So tonight I want to talk to you about accomplishing the hardest task. See, in the Desert Fathers, there was a writing of the Desert Fathers in which these young men came to a holy father and asked him, what is the greatest thing that we could set out to do in our life? And you would think he could say, go build a great skyscraper, go cure cancer, go do something amazing. And these are, there's so many things to choose from. And this holy father said, pray. Because praying is the hardest task that there is. Prayer is something that no matter how much we do, every time we do it, it is a difficulty. Satan is always trying to stop us from praying, to distract us, to keep us from communicating with God. So prayer never gets easier. And the thing is, for many of us, we are stuck not understanding prayer. The greatest stumbling block to prayer in many of our lives is that most of us don't know how to pray. We've all been in that awkward situation where there's no priest and someone has to pray, at least pray for the food. And everyone's always putting their finger to their nose saying, not it. And it's always one or two people that come forward and say, okay, I'll pray. And when you think about it, you think about why is it that so many Christians are unable to pray, pray aloud, pray with their friends. And much of it has to do with the fact that we fear saying something wrong. We don't know what to say in prayers. We don't know how to pray. In my own parish Sunday school, I've been trying to teach the kids, and every week we go forward and try to get them to pray, and starting to see things turn around, but it takes, the children need to learn how to pray. When you don't know how to pray, the result is that in your life, you will have doubt and worry. Prayer is like eyeglasses. Most people, if prayer is like eyeglasses, most of us would be people who are blind. And when we put these eyeglasses on, we can finally see. Now, if many of us don't know how to put the eyeglasses on or where they go on our face, then we'll never be able to see. And I believe that this is a major reason why many, many within America are becoming faithless and rejecting or denying the existence of God. So we need to make learning how to pray a priority in all our parishes, in all our lives. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, 8, St. Paul instructs Timothy that he says, therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. St. Paul is pretty clear. He wants all of us to pray. And in that, as a priest of the Malankara Orthodox Church, I believe it becomes our obligation to learn how to pray and to teach others how to pray. So tonight I want to release to you a three-step program for all of us who are struggling with prayer. The first step is prayer with your mind and with your mouth. What do I mean? Prayer with your mind and your mouth goes back to the necessity for us who are not able or don't know what to say in prayer to use training wheels. Those training wheels would be the Shema, the common prayers of our church. Now, these are training wheels, and it's interesting that there's so much criticism from other denominations about the Orthodox prayer books, saying, oh, why do you use prayer books? It's just dead prayers. But the thing is, even in the early church, people learned how to pray through one means, and that was through the reading of the Psalms. And the Shema is literally a collection of psalms and hymns. And it is a teaching mechanism for us to learn how to pray. There's a funny story. When my own family, we spend time in prayer, and me and my sisters grew up praying the common prayer, Psalm 91, 121, the prayer of Martha Varios, and every night our parents forced us to get to pray and to read this aloud, and we got to the point where we were reading it so fast that no one could understand. I had a friend from school staying over one night when I was younger in high school, and we did our prayers, and at the end of the prayer he looked at us and said, was that English? And the thing is, in those exercises of those prayers, not saying that was the way to do it, but I learned how to pray through the words of those prayers. And so that comes to the second step of our program, of how we are going to change our own lives and those around us through prayer. The second step is the prayer of the heart. In The Art of Prayer, an Orthodox book, it had a very nice quote I want to read to you right now. The spiritual or inner prayer comes when he who prays, after gathering his mind within his heart, from there directs his prayer to God in words no longer oral, but silent, glorifying him and giving thanks, confessing his sins with contrition before God, and asking from him the spiritual and physical blessings that he needs. We need to take the prayers of the Shema and bring them into our heart. Use the language that we learn from the Psalms and use that as the words in which we are able to express our heart, our inner soul, and use those words to communicate with God. There's one acronym I like to use when I'm teaching about prayer, and it's ACTS. A is for adoration. We have to, within prayer, praise God. So we start our prayer by saying, God of all. We identify our God. God who is the author of life. God who is the creator of all great things. And the second would be confession. C is confession. And that is to confess who we are, who is coming before this great and wonderful God. It is I, a weak and sinful servant. I who am too tired or too overwhelmed, I come before you, O God. And we then go to T, which is thanksgiving. And that is to basically say thank you, God. To thank God for his blessings. And finally, we go to S, which is supplication, which is we pour out our requests to God, asking for his blessing upon the different aspects and different worries of our lives. And if we are able to consistently pray the Shema and then learn how to pray from our heart, then we could be witnesses for our third step, which is to teach others to pray. When we teach others to pray, this is a great ministry that St. Paul had given to Timothy, to teach men to raise their holy hands in prayer. The disciples of Christ, in the Gospel reading, they saw Jesus Christ praying, and they asked Christ, teach us to pray as well. So let us teach each other how to pray. Let us teach as a service to each other. I would like to close by just reading a prayer from the Thursday compline of the Shema Namaskaram. O Lord our God, we call to you, come to our aid, hear our request, and have mercy on our souls. How lovely is the prayer which the Son of God taught. Blessed is he who meditates on it and keeps it. All the beauty of justice and perfection is found there for him who takes pains to make it his prayer. He taught you to pray, forgive me my debts and sins. He desires to forgive, and so he taught this prayer. If his face were not turned towards forgiveness, he would not say that you should say to him, forgive my faults. O Lord, who does hear all and accept earnest prayers, hear us, O Lord, and have mercy upon our souls. Barakamora, unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessing, for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.